is the Good Morning Hamilton podcast on 900 CHML.
Public meeting held last night in St. Catharines dealing with January's deadly industrial fire at Sonics Products in that community. And we heard from a representative from the Ministry of the Environment.
From a complaint perspective, we really didn't get many for Sonics. So there were plans to be there. Unfortunately, this incident happened before we could be there.
This is a real head scratcher. As you know, the explosion and fire killed Ryan Conkin, a 37-year-old employee at the hazardous waste facility. The cause of the explosion is still unknown. It has left many residents, including Ryan's family and friends, wondering what exactly happened. Joining us now on Good Morning Hamilton on 900 CHML, Natalia Sepuvelda Lastra, the fiance of the late Ryan Conkin. Natalia, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Rick. I'm doing okay, thank you. How are you today?
I'm good. I do want to ask you, though. I mean, you must still be going through a range of emotions as this process unfolds before all our eyes. How are you doing these days?
Absolutely. I mean, it's been a wave of emotions. It's definitely something that I feel you can't prepare yourself for. Everything that comes into mind and everything really that just kind of is a process of grief, but it's something in itself. I wouldn't wish it on anyone.
Absolutely
I'm just
not.
Kind of recently starting to kind of get out of my little shell now. And
that's good to hear. Were you able to attend last night's meeting?
I did. I was there with my father.
And what is your takeaway from what was said last night?
Well, a lot. I found a lot that was kind of what we knew that part of the investigation will definitely take some more time, that we can't get all the answers in that sense, which is unfortunate because, you know, as a family, we just want to know in order so we can proceed with, you know, with the healing part of such a traumatic accident.
Yeah, that's got to be very difficult. And I'm sure you have like a multitude of questions about, you know, what exactly happened.
Exactly. What happened? Would it have been any different if, you know, there were certain things in place? Anything and everything has come to mind already. What I did find yesterday, though, at the community meeting was that there were a lot of members out there and everybody had questions. Everybody was concerned because, yes, it was my family and everything that got affected, Ryan, and but communities were involved. Homes were so close by, children, people are worried about their families, the quality of life by having something like a company like this nearby. So there were a lot of important questions that were brought up, and I'm glad we had the space to kind of listen to all of that.
Does that also, and this might be a weird question, but does that also give you a sense, a little sense of comfort knowing that you're not alone in this process?
Absolutely. I think with something like this, the importance of community and just realizing that we can get a lot more done if we all work together. Because in these type of companies, they're just your regular day-to-day people. They're your neighbors, your brothers, your dad. These type of jobs are primarily, you know, just people we know, and we need to protect them, and we need to protect the people around these type of industries if we're going to allow them to work.
We have a couple more minutes with Natalia Sepulveda Lastra, the fiance of the late Ryan Conkin, who died following explosion and fire at Sonics Products in St. Catharines back in January. And we learned last night that Sonics was due to have an inspection the week after this fire took place. And that must have been tough to hear last night because who knows? That inspection may have found a problem and may have prevented this tragedy. Are you kind of replaying all the what ifs?
When I didn't expect to hear that information last night. That was the first time I heard it. And I remember when I heard it, I started to shake. It was like a punch to the gut. I told my sister-in-law, like I couldn't imagine it. We knew for a long time that there were a lot of things that were going on there. Ryan was scared, you know, he would joke about it, about things that would go on at work. But at the end of the day, like, we always had these conversations of, do you want to stay here for that long? And so now to hear that it was a week after, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to think about it.
How badly are you yearning for some kind of closure, some kind of answer to, you know, prove what happened?
It's all I want. Ryan would always tell me, try to be happy. Just be happy. And now I'm trying to understand what that means without him, because he was my everything. And now I just want to be able to make sure something like this doesn't happen to anybody else. And that's all Ryan would have wanted. Honestly, that's the only thing keeping me going at this moment, is what can I do for Ryan?
Well, that is a great legacy to have. And let's hope that you find that closure and you can get that happiness back in your life. Natalia, really appreciate your time. Thanks for opening up with us this morning here on Good Morning Hamilton.
Thank you so much for having me, Rick.
That is Natalia Sepúlveda-Lastra, the fiance of the late Ryan Konkan. We do know as well that remediation efforts are going to be ongoing in this process to determine the environmental impact. As she mentions, you know, this was an explosion. They had a fire. You know, toxic chemicals were being spread, and we don't exactly know what type of chemicals were involved, how greatly spread they were. That investigation is ongoing as well.
Thanks for listening to the Good Morning Hamilton podcast. You can listen to the show live weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9 on 900 CHML and online at 900CHML.com.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.